shit today.
Man, how's it feel to be back?
It's pretty good, man.
Back with back the bottle as always.
Third guest.
Been what, 3 weeks?
3 weeks.
Mayo pops be awake at noon today.
Yeah, it's gonna be hot though, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I'm gonna try to clean that shit out at work, that other bottle.
Mm.
I mean, it got it clean, but man, you can still smell that shit.
Even when I washed it, you could still smell that shit. I was like, man, I don't know, you might as well throw this thing away.
It was just that fucking, that one brand, dude. Just the flavor of it.
Cookies and cream?
Mm-hmm.
Shit got you fucked up, huh?
Fucking A, man. I'd probably try the same thing, but different flavor this time around. But I think, like you said, I just need to switch to a creatine for now.
Yeah. You said you're kind of plateauing, huh?
Yeah, especially with this shit, man. It might just be, might be time just to change it up to that whey or something.
Straight whey.
But coming up with that.
You put on probably, what, 10 pounds at least?
I don't know. I mean, some mornings or some days, you know, I'll go to the bathroom and my chest looks a little bit wider.
You don't got scale things?
Shoulders look a little.
But one thing I did notice is your biceps got bigger real quick compared to everything else.
See, it works, I guess. Yeah. Something's working.
Yeah, I think we both qualify for testosterone, though.
Yeah. Like, man, we're always fucking tired. You ain't got no sex drive. You got a little wiener. Like, man, my knee's always hurting.
Knees always be fucked up, huh?
Yeah. Man, that'd be cool, though, if you get your hands on some real HGH. I'd fucking try that shit.
Oh, yeah.
What's your thoughts on the one pills you got? Did you ever finish them?
Which ones?
Those ones Wesley told you about?
They're pretty good, but I didn't take them right. Like, every fucking thing else I take.
Kind of like hit and miss?
Yeah. They do make you more aggressive, I'd say. Not in, like, a bad way, like, you want to beat the fuck out of everybody, but, like, man, I got to go lift or else.
Yeah.
Kind of go nuts. That green coffee bean shit somewhere down there.
Shit that's on the ground over here. Man.
That's some good shit if you want to try it. Oh, you take it to one. Or not green coffee, apple cider.
What's it supposed to do?
It kind of boosts your metabolism, gives you a little bit of energy.
But I think if I don't get it on creatine, I'm going to try something with that. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Something. I don't know.
Yeah, I hadn't used that shit in a long time. That might be what I need. Something to get your blood flow going.
Was it NO2 or?
Yeah. Nitrous oxide.
Because like I said, man, that one time when I got that shit from GNC, it had that stuff in there. And I think, you know, that's when I told you I only had like a month's supply.
Mm-hmm.
But I had been lifting. Maybe a month before that.
Yeah.
But once I got on that, you know, took it like I was supposed to, that's when I got my bench back up to 200 within that month.
Yeah.
So, fucking diabetes ain't no joke, man, but.
I gotta be careful, because if I keep going the way I'm going, I'm gonna have diabetes for too long. Diabetes is easier. It's kind of weird, isn't it? It's like either you're just gonna get it regardless, or you
already have it.
Yeah.
Or some shit, you know. It's like, that's
or,
like.
Or like in my case, if you keep getting more and more out of shape, you're going to get it.
That's like, you know, saying. So would you say diabetes is the Indian's downfall? So as to like where.
Native Americans.
What's another. When I was friends with. This black guy, you know, his dad and mom, they always said that he had trouble with high blood pressure.
Yeah.
So it's like every race has their own shit. pretty much, I mean, it's all, I mean, it affects everybody, but there's, like, one common trait.
Well, white people, I don't know. Heart disease, I guess?
Could be.
There's a lot, well, more Indians, I think, would die for complications of diabetes and heart disease, though. What do you say?
Yeah.
Like, they're...
They got cancer.
Yeah, well, everybody's got cancer, man. Cancer's a motherfucker.
Cancer is a bitch.
And, don't know.
I don't know, but...
I'm not, like, stereotyping, but Asians seem to be pretty healthy. But they eat a lot healthier than we do.
Yeah.
It just goes down to culture, I think. That's kind of what you're brought up to eat and what's available. A lot of times the shit that we ate when we was young wasn't very good for you, but it's all they had.
But they made the best of it.
Yeah. I like to go back to that, man. Just eating home-cooked meals every night.
Fucking A.
So I like a good fucking burger every now and then, but now I miss some fucking spaghetti and like some pork chops, some chicken.
Some beans and cornbread.
See, I don't like cornbread. Fried bread, though.
Well, fuck you, then. I like both cornbread. Of them. Or some dry bread and gravy, man.
Man, some scrambled eggs in the morning, though.
And some Spam.
I know. People talk shit on Spam all the time. Man, it's an acquired taste.
Who was it? You told me? No. It was my brother. His. It made me laugh because, you know, he's with that white girl, you know, and, he said before he got with her, they never had Spam.
They never had it?
They never had it.
Really? Yeah. They act like they didn't like it at first?
Yeah. And then now that's all they eat.
Fucking so, Spam's good, man. It's not good for you, but it's fucking good.
So it's like, man. So
Spam and eggs?
Spam and eggs. Just like, you know, with Dylan, you know, he used to make fun of me for eating eggs and mustard.
Yeah.
That shit's good.
Eggs and mustard? I never tried it.
I mean, you can do it on, you know...
Yeah, that's some sausage and mustard, though.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Some runny eggs or scrambled eggs, man. Throw some mustard on that shit.
Yeah. Man, when I was back on my diet way back in the day, that's what I used to do. Well, but then again, I didn't have to get up so early either. Like, my first class was at, like, 11:30.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to get up about 8 and poach me some eggs. You ever poached eggs?
Mm-mm.
It's like you put salt and water in the pot and let it boil, then throw just a bit of oil in there, I think it's oil, and you crack eggs and stir them up, and they poach like that. Like, it's like boiling eggs without the shell.
Oh shit.
Yeah, it's a little bit quicker.
So like, I do 3 spin. Of them.
Not too bad, not like you'd think. Like 3 of those and 2 pieces of wheat bread. Every now and then I'd add cheese, like one of them.
Mm-hmm.
That shit was pretty good. Like, man, I could do all that fucking shit if I just got up early enough.
Yeah.
Like today. Like, if I could go to sleep by 9:30 and wake up at like 1:45 or 2, get all my shit cooked and ready to go, then head to the gym by 2:45, that's a routine right there, man.
Fucking A. Sprinkling, homes.
Just a little bit. I think most of that shit missed us, so.
I remember when mom was alive, man. She'd make an omelet, throw some toast on that shit.
Yeah.
Egg and cheese sandwich. Oh, shit. That's some good stuff.
Hell yeah, man.
What about them douchebags, man? They didn't even put their fucking weights up.
Same shit as always.
Like, man, does your mom come to this gym? Is she gonna pick your shit up?
Shit, man, my fucking legs are gonna be ate up tomorrow. That is if my monkey ass shows up.
You better show up. I'd be pissed off at you.
Man, be calling me about 2:15 if you wake up.
I try to call you every morning.
And I'll be out. I just can't go sleep that early, man.
Tell your old lady, stay off with you.
Shit.
I wish I had an old lady. Tell her to stay off of me.
You might get one with like, man, they ain't even going to the gym. Like, he must have someone at the house.
All it is now is maybe trying to put my hand on my shorts and be slapping my hand. Like, don't tease me.
It's like, not right now.
These people are weak. That's like, you know, like I was telling you, me and you know, baby mama, like, we can get along and shit, you know, for a few days or whatever, and then it's like, I don't know if she starts talking to somebody else, or somebody tells her something, or what, and it's just like, I don't want to talk to you, or some shit, so it's like, eh, whatever.
It's like someone else called her up that night.
Yeah, no way. I think, you know, a lot of is that girl, you know. Be whispering in her ear and shit, so.
Might be, man.
But, like, I have a dick, and she might have one, too, so.
So I have
big old dragon meat.
Yeah. Fucking pork chop a-hanging.
Fucking A. I'm like, man, you got a big old clit, looks just like a dick.
Shit, man, what do you think?
I don't know. You got any money?
Shit, for me?
Shit, I got money.
Oh, I need to see how much shoe I got, though. Wherever I put it. This is it. Goddamn.
But it was, man, like I tell you, you should have seen that girl. And she was pretty. Looks like she's maybe 19 or 20, you know, just out of school. She had these tattoos, man. That's like fucking
man,
cool.
Go talk to her.
I tried to.
Tried to?
She had a ring on.
Oh, shit.
I'm out.
She might be married to Jesus, so.
It might be a promise ring.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I promise to treat you better than that other guy.
Like, man, I make $14 an hour. What's he make?
Like 20 and I make 11. No, fuck out of here, dude. I don't want you. Go home and jack off with me, I guess.
But thanks for the donuts.
Have a good day. I'll see you sometime, darling. I read this thing. He was talking about hurt a dude or some shit, or hurt a guy who won't be in a relationship for a long time with a girl. 3 months later, he's telling somebody she already loves him. Yeah. Like, fucking A, man, that sounds true right there. I remember at one time.
Wait, what was it?
Heard a guy, and he won't be in a relationship for a while.
Yeah.
And then it says, heard a woman, and she's telling somebody else that she loves him 3 months later.
Yeah.
They're like, man, that sounds pretty much true.
It's true, man.
From my experience.
Would you have a hard time saying that to someone?
Probably so. Cause
yeah, how'd that go? That's cause problems.
Fucking A,
does. Like, if your future woman said that she loves you after like 2 or 3 months, and you're like,
just back the fuck up for a little bit, you know? You don't even know me like that.
And she'd be like, man, you're an asshole. Like, man,
tell me something I don't know. She's like, you got a little dick. But I said, tell me something I don't know.
And you're like, man, you ain't complaining about the paycheck, though.
So. You're like, man, you're just like, what's her name? Like, oh, you're going to compare me to that bitch. I'm like, uh-huh.
And they started getting hypothetical fights with this future woman.
Fucking A. Might be a future man. Who knows? You know, that's really crossed my mind, though, a lot. You know, thinking that. I really think she might be either gay or bi.
I think it's like that one time I told you, man. She ain't. I mean, it's not.
I mean, because, you know, when we was in school, you know, there was rumors going around that she was gay.
Who was she messing around with?
At first, I'll tell you the names later, but there's like 3 other girls. And, I mean, that one, you know, is, old Jordan.
Oh, yeah.
The older one.
Yeah.
And then, so it was like, so one night, you know, we was talking, and I asked her about it, and she's like, it crossed my mind, but I kind of held on to my faith, and, it got me through it. And I was if we were supposed to be together, and if you thought about it, you should have done it, how are you going to be with somebody and think about, oh, man, I want this old girl right here to lick the shit out of my snatch.
Yeah.
And so I was like, kind of like, with the, like a guy and a girl or whatever, you think about it, you should have done it,
Yeah.
If it can intrigue you that much, just fucking do it. And so, one time, there was a point to where she was even watching porn, lesbian porn. It's like, okay, I can watch it with you too, or whatever.
Yeah.
She didn't want to. So, but,
she might be, man, the way you describe it, kind of secretive about it.
Yeah, kind of like, I'm kind of halfway in, halfway out of the closet. Past couple of times.
But even, go ahead.
Past couple of times we wasn't together, we knew about old JG or, some other guy.
Yeah.
I always ended up finding out.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know. I mean.
Maybe she was just scared to say anything back then. Because it's stink how much everything's changed in 10 years. Back then it wasn't.
It wasn't openly accepted like it is now.
Yeah, and that's not our opinion. That's how it was, especially around here.
Yeah.
Maybe everybody on the East Coast, West Coast, were more open to it, but here in the Bible Belt.
But man, you're going to hell. I'm like, I'll probably see you there. So.
It's like me and Nate's done worse things.
No, we're not gay.
No, we're not gay.
Yeah, it's like, okay, Say you do a little muff diving, do a little lint licking, Just fucking tell me.
Yeah. Speak real with me, goddammit.
Yeah, it's like, I ask you a question, give me an answer. Don't give me a runaround. I don't know,
kind of goes back to, don't let me hear from another person.
Yeah. Yeah, doing whatever you want to do, I'd rather hear it from you than 10 other people.
Yeah.
That's kind of like, with my brother when he was saying, who I seen so-and-so riding with this other dude or whatever. And it's like, the point is,
kind of knew already.
Yeah. But,
Man, fuck yeah.
Heaven forbid Nate goes riding around with another woman, it's going to be fucking hell on earth for me. Kind of like the whole, you never went to lift when you was with me. I was like, so.
Yeah. So I was trying to. Trying to be a family man, goddammit. You didn't want that.
Yeah. I might dress bummy, look bummy with my beard and shit, but I clean up pretty nice. I think, when it comes to that point, whenever I do decide to chop all this shit off,
yeah,
I think she's going to be like, he's talking to somebody.
You should do it just to mess with her.
I think that's what it'll come down to.
Do like New Year's Eve or something. All of it's going look real snazzy.
Yeah. I think that's what it's
going to. Dress up real nice to go see her. Like you pick your boy up or something.
Yeah.
Like, oh, who you going to see? Man, don't worry about it.
Like, not your ass. And just go home.
But man, I'm gonna go see myself.
Well, man, I'm gonna go look in the mirror.
Oh. Give a message?
Nah. Heat advisory from noon to 8 p.m.
Fucking heat advisory. Global warming, goddammit. It's here. Mm-hmm. Weather control exists. We need like a 70 degree day today.
Everyone's got that cousin that isn't a cousin, but you say it's your cousin.
Fuck, it's probably half of this fucking county for me. So I think they're my cousin, I'm not sure.
But, I don't give a fuck if they're my cousin or not.
I don't even fucking talk to my cousins. half of them assholes anyways. Mm-hmm. So, man, they're just like you. It's like, I don't know. So why do you think I'll talk to them then? Is that yours or podcast?
Mine.
Man, how many followers you got?
Not too many. Like 140.
Probably got more than me. Ain't it funny when you first got on there? Like all these foreign people follow you.
Yeah. Like, what the fuck? I don't even know you. I like watching his shit because he like explains everything.
Oh, there's new guys wanting me to look up. I can't remember his name though. Who's that one that's got the Boston accent? Scott.
I think you're talking about him.
Oh, Athlean X.
Oh, Jeff Cavalier.
Is that him?
Hold on, let's see.
Who was talking?
Jeff follows me, gets excited around my birthday because he knows it's the one time of the year that I actually.
You talking about or that James Grunge or Grunge?
I think it's Scott Herman. Look him up real quick.
On YouTube?
Yeah.
Man, you might be watching my porn. Raiden's videos.
But there's a new guy I found. He's pretty cool, too.
Say Scott.
Herman? H-E-R-N?
Herman?
Yeah. I think it's his name.
The only two exercises you need for growth?
Yeah, that guy's pretty good.
Huh. I have to watch, listen to him at work.
You got like a Boston accent. I think that's him. I could be wrong, but.
Yeah, like the only one I'd really watched before, man, was, yo, CT, of course, and then.
Hodge Twins,
and then I started listening to that Jeff. Mm-hmm.
Jeff, fuck.
Jeff Cavalier.
No. I'm thinking of someone else.
And then I started to watch a few that, James, he's the one that like goes into like him and that Jeff, man, they kind of go into detail about, you know, what works, what, and yeah. Then,
there's one from Phoenix that I was watching the other day. I can't remember his fucking name though.
Because that one said, you know, like, if you're working chest or whatever, you know, yeah. It's like it's all supposed to fire off at the same time.
Yeah.
But he said scientifically it hasn't been proven. Like, you know, you go from here, like, kind of below your tits, mm-hmm. You know, it's going to work. That one, the lower head.
Yeah.
And kind of like you go in the middle, you know, it's going to work your middle head. And then kind of like, you know, with incline or whatever, it's going to work your
top.
Yeah.
So you get rid of man titties.
Because I was kind of looking at myself the other day. And I mean, my chest has gotten a little bit more developed too. So. Yeah. And I was like, man, I'm gonna fuck around and have that shit old Scott Steiner had or something, because, like, there's like a fucking gap right there.
Might be, man. You might just have a wide chest, so, too.
I was like, man, I'm gonna look fucking stupid. I look like Terry Crews.
Might be like Hulk Hogan.
But you're damn right, brother.
That's something though. Like, even though people are on steroids, you still gotta go lift. We know that firsthand. We know one of our guys we went to school with. He took them and didn't go lift.
Like three of them.
Yeah, and they didn't really do them any good. They got a little bit stronger naturally, but you still gotta go put some work in.
What about that one boy, man? He was fucking arm wrestling, man. His fucking bicep was just like a ball.
Who's that?
Oh, Nate.
Oh, yeah.
Well, when they said, what's his name, walked in on him, he had that needle in his ass. Did you ever hear? I think that was before you got there. Before you made the transition.
He had a what?
He had that needle.
Oh, that's a noodle. I was like, what the fuck? Yeah.
You know, being in school, you're just like, you fucking assholes. Like, because you look at the starters and everything, and, you know, they don't bust their ass. And you can tell come game time. It's yeah. Like.
Man, what would your advice be to some kid out there right now that's like he's working his ass off, but he's not getting any playing time?
just fucking stroke the one they say is the best.
Light someone up.
That's what I did to Darren.
As long as it's not like your quarterback, I don't think you're going to get, or your running back.
I didn't care. I lit him up.
Okay, let's say if your quarterback's like all Seder, but your running back's okay.
I'd fucking light the running back up.
Light him up, or your receiver. Or even a lineman if you can get a hold of him. Like, you got a pull and guard or something. It's just you and him. Fucking light his ass up.
I mean, because you can, you know.
You gotta, like, let us say, being a hard ass. That's what they used to call it back in our day. But, man, you gotta do that. You gotta do that a little bit, too, though.
Yeah.
Like, if you ever want to fucking play, you gotta stand out sometimes.
That's just like, you know, when they brought Ty, and they brought Ty in, they was like, oh, he's gonna be better than Nate. You know, he's gonna do this, he's gonna do that.
TS?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No. That's just cause. Oh, no.
TT.
Oh, yeah.
And that time we was playing football, you know, coaches were watching. They put him as tight end. You fucking went up for that pass. Man, I think that shit hurt me worse than hurt him, though. I mean, I was faster and stronger, but he had at least 40 more pounds on me.
He wasn't fat, but he's big, wasn't he?
Yeah. Damn, I fucking hit him right in the ribs. We both went fucking flying across that thing. I was like, oh, fuck. That shit hurt my shoulder. So. But they quit saying that shit after that.
Yeah. I think that's what you gotta do. I didn't fucking do it because I was a bitch, but. And then, like, if I were to give someone advice, it's like a 14, 15, 16 years old. Hell, even if you're 17, you hadn't started yet.
Man, just run your ass off. You know, when you know your coach is watching, just fucking light somebody up or run your fucking hardest.
Yeah. So you gotta, if you really like football and you want to play, you gotta do something that stands out. Like, I think what mine was when we scrimmaged in Claymore. And they said not to hit the quarterback, but I fucking blew up that tackle and sacked that quarterback. And I think that's the guy I'm looking at. Like, he might actually be serviceable for too long.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, you know, once Buddy got in there, my shit was numbered anyway.
Mm-hmm. Just because of
his niece.
Yeah.
Her bitch-ass boyfriend at the time. Fucker said I choked her and hit her and all this and that.
You've had a lot of fucking slander against you, man.
Yeah.
Hey, think about it. Nate ain't never had no luck, man.
No.
You're due for a win. You go casino, I bet you win about $20,000.
Shit, I wish. Probably had to spend my whole check in there.
Think about $500. Hey, man, it can happen.
Like Steve, it's calling to work tomorrow. Let's go toss a look at a car.
Like, fuck, let's do it.
I'll fill you up one more time.
Might come back with the Camaro.
Yeah, watch my pussy rate jump.
It's a zero to maybe one.
Yeah. Like, I'm happy with that. Might not be the one I want.
Like, man, let's go meet this dude. He's gonna give me some steroids.
Remember back in the day, man, I was like, let's go meet this guy. He's got a bat.
We driving that fucking gas guzzler everywhere.
Man, I spent a lot of money on bats.
Yeah, I bought like, what, two?
Three maybe. I remember that one time, man, we had a fucking roller bag full of bats.
We had some good shit back in the day. No one plays fucking softball anymore, though. Fucking mush ball.
Pussy ball.
That's safer. Yeah, softball's funner.
You can see who puts in the work. Ball fucking
it's like, man,
flies.
You get on third. Like, fuck no, I can't play third. Too slow. To let the ball hit you. Nah, I'm good.
Like, I can't play third no more.
I gotta go
to
work.
But put me on second, though.
I work like some of y'all motherfuckers. Unlike some of y'all motherfuckers.
That's why we gotta pay for your shit. I was gonna buy me some golf balls the other day. I forgot to.
Yeah, it's like trying golf, man. It's good. It's about average about $20 to $35. But it's fun once you get used to it. It might take you 6 hours to finish your first round. If you ever want to go, just hit me up.
Yeah, man, let's just wait till the fall. Too fucking hot right now.
Mm-hmm.
Give me time to practice. I don't know. I mean, plus, you know, with football starting, so we're going to be on the road a lot.
Yeah. Maybe next spring.
Yeah.
Just get you, like, a few clubs and start hitting around at your house.
Well, I found some on top of the garage, so.
Get some best one you could get, which I'd probably wait till the fall anyways, that way you can walk out in that field and get your golf balls. It's like a cheap. They sell bags of like 48 golf balls for like $9.
$13.
It gets you like a 7-iron. That's what I learned on when I was like 4 years old. 7-iron. You get a 7-iron, it's kind of in between everything. It makes you where you can hit about any club.
Cool beans. That one's like a little bit driver. Got a little bit driver head on it.
Probably wood.
I was telling your dad and him, I said, I don't know what they are. So it's just, all it's got on it is the letter E. So.
Well, shit, man. You want to hit up the store?
I can.
I don't think I really need anything. I might give me a Gatorade. Can't chew. So my wrist looks. Ain't too bad. Going away.
We can talk on the way, I suppose.
Hell yeah. Hopefully they don't fall down.
Yeah, your panties.
Fucking A.
Shit, we gotta have a paper in before 8 o'clock, ain't it?
Yeah. I think 8 or 9, but talking Johnny's fucking ass. Soon as about 6:30 or 6 o'clock hits.
I'll just have slow-mo give me a paper.
Somebody. You gonna catch your vacation too?
I already did last week.
Oh, did you? We've been under some hard times, huh?
Yeah.
Man, why you guys broke all the time? Too many bills. Too many loans.
Too many people wanting money. I mean, I'll give them that, you know, with my dad and sister working. You know, we all pitch in, but. Mm-hmm.
I would say I'd pick you up from work every day, but then again, I don't want to risk a chance of me waking up late.
Well, if you can get your routine down, we'll be all right.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, if I'm not texting you by 2:30, 2:45 tomorrow, go ahead and head out like you usually do. But if I am, we can do the same thing.
Sounds good.
Oh, yeah. Shit, man.
That's the time I set my alarm is for 2:30, so.
I'm gonna try to do that tomorrow, though. I'm getting some eggs tonight and that shit.
That's what I thought about doing, man.
Man, I gotta lose weight. Even fucking, it sounds bad, but everybody's gonna know how big I am. I don't give a fuck. 3XL? It's starting to get a little too tight on me now. Like, man, I don't want to get a fucking 4X. I was an XL 6-7 years ago.
You was an XL and I was in what you is in.
Yeah. It's like, man, someone put some medicine on us. Made us trade places. In a way, we have. Think about it.
That's when I can lift all the heavy shit.
Ain't it? No, I've never been too much of a morning person, though. Well, not even, I wouldn't even say that. It's more like, it just takes me a while to get used to waking up early. Is that open?
I don't know. We just talked about that one in the store. Or it's in the road if you want to.
All right.
Where we went last week. It don't matter. Wherever you want to stop at.
Feels alright to be podcasting again, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, fucking Carl's Jr. Go there and be waiting until 5:30.
Yeah. Bitches ain't even open, you don't think?
Well. Man, McDonald's ain't even open.
Excuse me. Sorry.
Donuts ain't even open.
I know. I stopped by there the other day. Sat there for like 10 minutes. Like, fuck, this ain't open. Like, y'all motherfuckers open at 2 o'clock and we're gonna start working. You got your donuts out and shit already.
Man, it's not too early. Donut place needs to be open by 4 at least. I don't know. Like, I don't think anybody starts at 3 unless you just happen to go in early.
Yeah.
And you can work whatever hours you want. But there's a lot of places start opening at 5 or start working at 5.
You know, I think if they let us work whatever we wanted, like, especially like right now since it's hot as shit.
Yeah.
I think I'd work nights.
You'd work nights?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd work as long as they'd let me. Be honest, because like, I usually wear down about 8 o'clock and about 1:30. But after that, I'm fine until about 7 or 8 at night.
Yeah.
Especially like tonight, I'll probably be pretty tired by, if I don't take a nap, I'll be pretty tired by, like, 8.
And it's hard not to take a nap, I mean, because...
Yeah, because it's like a double, like, if this was in the wintertime, it wouldn't be so bad, but when it's summertime, it's fucking 3,000 degrees outside.
And, you know, like, as soon as you sit down and that air conditioner hits you, man, green homes.
Oh, shit.
You know, it's like...
Yeah. Man, fucking gas. I'm gonna get it now because I don't want to get that shit later. It'll be too busy. About to go buy and get your $40 anyways.
Yeah.
Plus cash our checks.
They'll be like, my homie said y'all have some money for me. She's like, damn right.
She's like, nah, that's a different guy.
Well, fuck you then, brother whore.
All right, man, tell people to be buying.
See ya. Is that thunder or what?
There's a truck. Some dumbass redneck. All right, we'll see you guys later.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.